Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, I Have Come to Believe.
The 11th chapter of John's Gospel. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever I ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, Your brother will rise. Martha said to him, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Jesus then said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if they die, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. The very good news. Martha and Mary are two sides of the same coin of humanity. They both love Jesus, but as I presume, unmarried sisters, they must have doted on their brother Lazarus. Unmarried women had no rank in society without the protection of a man, be it the father, husband, or brother. So the death of Lazarus was catastrophic. As in a previous story, Mary is still the quiet contemplative, and Martha runs the household. But it is Martha this time who makes a profession of faith in the resurrection, and Mary who wants a miracle. This was a great lesson for the early followers of Jesus and of very great importance to all of us today. Physical healings are spectacular, but they are not the core of faith. Our challenge is to believe in God's plan to gloriously heal all of creation in the end, no matter how we mess up. And isn't that a real faith challenge in our world today? Greed, anger, war, nuclear weapons, poverty, racism, deception, lies, climate volatility, lack of a moral compass in politics. You can add to the list, I am sure. Day after day, the news is depressingly negative, and yet we experience ordinary people doing extraordinary, heroic things. Grace and sin coexist in each one of us, but we all have the presence of the Holy Spirit in the very core of our being. Our primary responsibility is to listen carefully and then start rejecting the misinformation that we cling to and acknowledge our freedom is not to do as we damn well please, but to gently care for one another. And we do it with patience and with confident peace in our hearts. No easy challenge, but God does provide the energy.